It's Jonathan and Kitty. So, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, we saw something about predictions from 100 years ago, what we'd all be like. And one of the things was that horses would pretty much only be in zoos because no one would need them anymore because we had cars. Thankfully, we had that big gas and electric problem, and now we all ride horses to work again. No, the reason we're bringing this up is because there's a new list of predictions that were made 100 years ago about the year 2024. And some of these are, I feel like I've seen them on cartoons. For example, Kitty, 100 years ago, they thought we would have beds that would launch kids up and onto their feet in the morning. Now, I feel like we've seen that on the Jetsons, right?
I think so.
Isn't that how George gets ready? It shoots him out of bed and then he goes into the shower
yeah,
and everything.
That's true.
Yeah. Another thing, which maybe isn't that far off, our legs wouldn't work anymore because our leg muscles would have atrophied because they're never used, all thanks to the invention of cars.
Really?
Remember when we had, what was that thing that everyone was supposed to stand on and not walk anymore? Remember that like scooter thing?
But you still have to stand up, and that actually requires a lot of muscles because you're balancing.
Yeah. Well, do you remember that thing? We were here, and they were like, the world is going to change.
I can't remember what that's called.
They're still around sometimes in big cities, like you see tours of people on them, like they're on a tour or something. Something else that would happen, flying clothing.
What?
Someone predicted we'd wear suits that made us fly everywhere. That would
that
be nice.
That sounds fun.
I know. I think that would be good. And men would stop wearing corsets. Were they wearing them back
they
then?
They must. I don't know. Underneath their...
Yeah, they said
suits,
girdles and corsets were somewhat common for men in 1924. I mean, I think we probably should be wearing them more now, most of us men. The way our guts are looking,
right?
Just
to be more visually pleasing.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be good.